29 Most Valuable 1990 Upper Deck Baseball Cards. There are 29 most valuable 1990 Upper Deck baseball cards that are worth collecting if you like baseball cards. Before I start, it should be noted that the values below are for near mint condition cards. While these cards hold their value for decades and will appreciate in value, not all of the cards below will be worth quite as much in a few years when they are out of their protective cases. The 1990 Upper Deck baseball card set is sometimes referred to as the rookie card set. That year is a favorite of many collectors because it featured a number of important rookie cards. There are high-value cards in the set, as well as some that do not have much value, at least by today's standards. 29 Most Valuable 1990 Upper Deck Baseball Cards, Price List. 1. 1990 Upper Deck Ken Griffey Jr. Price, $650. Grade, PSA 10. Card Number, Number 156. Griffey was nicknamed Junior and the Kid. He was a baseball outfielder who played 22 years in Major League Baseball. He must have earned his place on this Upper Deck card because he won the Golden Glove Award from 1990 to 1999. 2. Price, $599. Grade, DCI 9. Card Number, Number 188. Dominican baseball player Uribe played shortstop from 1984 to 1993. He spent most of his career with the San Francisco Giants. In 1990 when this card was made, Uribe was playing with the San Francisco Giants. 3. Price, $1,000. Grade, BGS 10. Card Number, Number 17. Samuel Peralta Sosa is a Dominican-American former baseball right fielder. At the time this card was made and his face put on it, Sosa was with the Chicago White Sox in 1990. That year he batted 233 and made 15 home runs, 10 triples, and 32 stolen bases. 4. Price, $399. Grade, PSA 9. Card Number, Number 9. Reggie played in 21 seasons. He was with several teams all through this time. He retired from baseball after the 1987 season before this card was made with his face on it. He was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. 5. Price, $223. Grade, SGC certified. Card Number, Number 693. Mattingly was playing with the New York Yankees in 1990 as first baseman, where he spent his 14 years. In that year his back problem put him on the disabled in July. He returned late to an uninspiring end of the season. 6. Price, $21. Grade, ungraded. Card Number, Number 181. In 1983, the Cincinnati Reds drafted Steve Sabo in the second round of the Major League Baseball draft. Sabo spent 5 seasons playing in the Reds minor league system before making his debut with the team on September 11, 1988. In 2 of 5 seasons, he was named most valuable player of his team. 7. Price, $415. Grade, BGS 9. Card Number, Number 171. Mark, also known as Big Mac, was playing first baseman with the Oakland Athletics when this card was made in 1990. He won his Golden Glove Award that same year as well. It was this year he had 39 home runs. 8. Price, $235. Grade, BGS 9. Card Number, Number 513. Nicknamed Eck, Eckersley played professional baseball for Oakland Athletics. He was a pitcher for the team in 1990 when this card was made by Upper Deck. He won an All-Star Award that same year. 9. Price, $288. Grade, BGS 9. Card Number, Number 702. Mike Witt played professional baseball with the California Angels as a pitcher in 1990. In May that year he moved to the New York Yankees when he was traded for Dave Winfield. 10. Price, $399. Grade, BGS 10. Card Number, #734B. Baseball pitcher Nolan Ryan was playing with the Texas Rangers in 1990 as a pitcher. In this same year, he was the strikeout leader and also earned his 300th win in July against the Milwaukee Brewers. 11. Price, $249. Grade, PSA 9. Card number, number 13. Dion was a baseball outfielder for 9 seasons, which he played with the New York Yankees, Atlanta Braves, Cincinnati Reds, and San Francisco Giants. He was playing with the New York Yankees in 1990 at the time this card was made. It has his autograph on it. 12. Price, $300. Grade, SGC 9. Card number, number 54. Larry Bernard McDonald was a Major League Baseball pitcher who played with the Baltimore Orioles when this card was made in 1990. In July of that year, he threw a complete game shutout when his team played against the Chicago White Sox. 13. Price, $299. Grade, PSA 10. Card number, number 323. Roger was a baseball pitcher for the Boston Red Sox team. He won an All-Star Award in 1990 when this card was made. It was this year he was ejected from the game for arguing balls and strikes with Terry Cooney, the umpire for the game. 14. Price, $120. Grade, PSA/DNA certified. Card number, number 72. Juan Gonzalez was a baseball outfielder who played with the Oklahoma City 89ers in 1990. He was the league's MVP in that same year. 15. Price, $100. Grade, PSA 10. Card number, number 466. Larry Walker was a baseball right fielder. He was playing with the Montreal Expos in 1990. He was given the nickname Booger by Montreal Expos fans. This card shows him in play. 16. Price, $165. Grade, BGS 9. Card number, number 74. Dean William Palmer played third baseman with the Texas Rangers team from 1989 to 1997. In 1991, Palmer won the title for the American Association home run. This upper card bearing his image is in mint condition but not autographed by the player. 17. Price, $109. Grade, KSA 8. Card number, hashtag SP1. This card shows Michael Jordan practicing his batting skills with the Chicago White Sox. This was before a game with the Cleveland Indians in 1990. In 1993, Jordan retired from the Chicago Bulls and played baseball in 1994 with the Birmingham Barons. 18. Price, $125. Grade, ungraded. Card number, number 567. This card shows young Robin Yount in action. He played shortstop and was a center fielder. He was playing with the Milwaukee Brewers in the 1990. Yount signed a contract worth $9.6 million with the Brewers in 1990. In 1991, he was briefly on the disabled list on account of a kidney stone. This card is ungraded and also doesn't have his signature but is considered valuable. 19. Price, $120. Grade, ungraded. Card number, number 236. This card is of Kirby Puckett and it is autographed by the center fielder who played with the Twins in 1990, a team he was with from 1984. In 1990, Kirby had a down season when he batted an average of 298. 20. Price, $150. Grade, ungraded. Card number, number 334. This is Ricky Nelson Henley Henderson's card. He was playing as a left fielder for the Oakland Athletics in 1990 when this card was made. He won the All-Star Award that year as well. 21. Price, $105. Grade, PSA 10. Card number, number 225. Ozzie Smith was nicknamed the Wizard of Oz. He played shortstop in his professional career in baseball. In 1990, he was playing for the St. Louis Cardinals. In that year, Joe Torres became Ozzy's manager. This card is not autographed but is graded for great condition. 22. Price, $145. Grade, BGS9. Card number, number 554. Alan Trammell was a professional baseball shortstop who played for the Detroit Tigers. This upper deck card is autographed by him. In 1990, Trammell hit 304 with 89 RBI in 146 games. 23. Price, $100. Grade, PSA 9. Card number, number 736. Derek May is a former outfielder who played with Chicago Cubs in 1990-1994. May was announced as the manager of a collegiate summer baseball team named Frederick Keys. This card shows him in play. The card is in good condition, certified by the professional graders. 24. Price, $115. Grade, BGS 9. Card number, number 535. This is an upper deck card of John Smoltz, nicknamed Marmaduke, who was a baseball pitcher. He played with the Atlanta Braves for years, including 1990. He was an 8-time All-Star and a celebrated member of pitchers who propelled the team to great heights in the 90s. 25. Price, $129. Grade, ungraded. Card number, number 480. Tom Glavine was a baseball pitcher. He played for the Atlanta Braves from 1987 into 2002. In the 90s, he earned the second highest number of wins as a pitcher in the National League. 26. Price, $199. Grade, SGC 9. Card number, number 37. Tino Martinez played for the Tampa Bay Devil Rays from 1990 to 2005 as first baseman. This upper deck showing Tino Martinez is a used one. It is undamaged, however. It is currently worth $199. 99. 27. Price, $100. Grade, SGC certified. Card number, number 167. Barry Lewis Larkin, who played shortstop for the Cincinnati Reds from 1986 to 2004. He won the All-Star Award for 12 times, including 1990, when this card was made. It bears his signature and is considered very valuable. Barry batted 353 in the 1990 World Series, which helped his team win against the Oakland Athletics 4 times. 28. Price, $115. Grade, ungraded. Card number, number 533. Dale Bryan Murphy played outfielder, catcher, and first baseman. In 1990, he was playing with the Philadelphia Phillies. This card comes sealed and well packaged. One notable thing about Dale was the many years he spent in the Atlanta Braves team. He won many MVP awards this time. In August of 1990, he was traded to the Philadelphia Phillies, but his time there didn't yield much excitement. 29. Price, $100. Grade, BGS 10. Card number, number 711. David Christopher Justice was a baseball outfielder. He played with the Atlanta Braves from 1989 to 1996, from where he moved to other teams. He won the National League Rookie Award in 1990. He was an offensive beast and became one of the best clutch hitters of all time. Final thoughts. While there are so many valuable 1990 upper deck cards on the market, this list of the most valuable 1990 upper deck baseball cards should help you gain a better understanding of just how valuable some of these cards are. Just looking at these cards will make you want to buy packs of upper deck in 2016. It is crazy to think that some of these baseball cards are over 25 years old. This slideshow is a reminder to always hold on to your sports collectibles.